Okay, closing. Next week, September 21st, Bush, Cheney, and 9/11 with David Ray Griffin, very distinguished theologian who's done a remarkable job of bringing insight and attention to 9/11, arguably the most credible voice on the world stage on 9/11. I've just finished reading his book, and I very much look forward to this discussion. It's quite remarkable. And if you look at how 9/11 has been able to justify shredding the Constitution and engaging globally in wars completely in violation of international law, 9/11 was the lawlessness began with the assassination of Kennedy, but it really went out of control with 9/11. And if you want to understand how horribly dangerous the neocons are, Dr. Griffin does a outstanding job. September 29th, the missing money, 18 trillion and undocumentable adjustments and counting with the wonderful Dr. Mark Skidmore from Michigan State University. That's another blockbuster. You do not want to miss that one. And then we're really going to roll into it. October 5th and 12th, news, trends, and stories with Dr. Joseph Farrell. There is so much to talk about that I am personally getting in my car and driving out to see Joseph because we have to talk about that. We have to chew over this in person. And of course, he's on pins and needles waiting for his fantastic organ. And the fact that you were all willing to finance that proves that anything can happen. Hope is a weapon. And it's really funny. Our first match donor started when Joseph, had enough hope to go out and buy Organ Master shoes. And they said, if Joseph can have that kind of crazy, wild hope, then we can back this. So hope is a weapon. Remember that. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, you need to start one. Good night and good luck.